感谢神，我们在这个主日的上午，我们一起来到神的殿中。
Praise the Lord! On this Sunday morning, we are all gathered in His temple.
我们今天还是继续来思想马太福音的经文。
Today we continue our study of the Gospel of Matthew.
我们大家可以看到这个投影，我们可以一起来读马太福音14:22-33.
Please follow the PowerPoint so we can read together Matthew 14:22-33.
马太福音14，我们看到我们可以一起来读22起。耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，从那里去。门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们我放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去，只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。在船上的人都拜他，说，你真是神的儿子了。感谢神，我们圣经的经文我们就读到这里，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
And of course, the cultural villains that we want to avoid. And so the idea then is that the...
我们在天上的阿爸父神，
Our Father in heaven.
我们知道此刻你就在我们中间。
We know you are among us right now.
此刻创造天地万物的创造主。
In this moment, the creator of the universe.
拯救我们灵魂不至永远灭亡的救赎主。
Our savior, the saver of our souls.
要再来审判这全地的审判主。
The judge who is to come to judge the whole world.
此刻就在我们中间。
Right now, he is among us.
愿神的灵，上帝的灵，带领我们每一个人。
May the Spirit of God lead every one of us.
让我们来见神的面。
So we can see God.
让我们真正知道我们在上帝眼中的价值。
Let us truly know our value in God's eyes.
也让我们真正明白神的心意。
Let us understand the will of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's also interesting listening to what you talk about the dialectical materialism and all those things from the communist perspective.
我们上次呢，我们思想了圣经所记载的五饼二鱼的神迹。
Last time we studied the miracle Jesus performed with five loaves and two fish.
那么五饼二鱼的神迹是四卷福音书全部都记载的耶稣所行的一个神迹。
The miracle of five loaves and two fish was recorded in all four gospels.
那么在马太、马可、约翰福音这三卷福音书记载了五饼二鱼的神迹之后呢，他们这三本福音书就马上记载了耶稣在海面上行走的这样的一个神迹。
In Matthew, Mark, and John, right after the miracle of five loaves and two fish, they recorded how Jesus walked on water.
我们不禁会问一个问题：主耶稣基督为什么要在深更半夜的时候，一个人在海面上行走？
We may ask, why did Jesus walk by himself in the night on water?
我们刚才所读的马太福音的经文告诉我们，那是四更天。 那差不多是凌晨三点的时候。
From the scripture we just read from the Gospel of Matthew, it happened around the fourth watch in the night, so it's probably about 3 a.m. in the morning.
凌晨三点是最黑暗、最黑暗的时刻，是人们常说的黎明前的黑暗，是最黑暗的时刻。
It's the darkest moment of the night. People usually refer it as the darkness before the morning.
然后，耶稣不是在平静的海面上走，耶稣是在一个风浪盛大的这个狂风巨浪的海面上走。
And Jesus was not walking on a smooth surface of the water. He was walking on a stormy lake.
主耶稣为什么要这样做？
Why did he do it?
那么圣经告诉我们答案。
The Bible tells us the answer.
原来耶稣是为了要赶紧躲开那些刚刚经历五饼二鱼的神迹的那许许多多人，耶稣要赶紧躲开他们。
Jesus wanted to avoid the crowd who just experienced the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
主耶稣不仅自己要赶紧躲开，主耶稣让他的门徒，你们也赶紧走，赶紧走，离开这些人。
Not only did Jesus want to avoid the crowd himself, he also instructed his disciples to leave the crowd.
然后耶稣一个人躲到山上去独自祷告到深夜。
Jesus went up the mountain by himself and he prayed until the middle of the night.
到了最黑暗的时刻，这个耶稣就从山上下来，一个人在海面上行走，要追上那些他让他们去连夜渡海的那些门徒，要追上他的门徒。
And in the darkest moment of the night, Jesus came down from the mountain and he walked over the lake trying to join his disciples whom he had instructed to leave the crowd.
如果我们综合来看约翰福音和马太福音的记载，我们就非常清楚当时到底发生了什么。
If we check all three gospels, and it's pretty clear what happened.
在约翰福音六章十四节、十五节，圣经是这样记载，我给大家读一下。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, the Bible tells us.
十四节，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是那要到世间来的先知。十五节，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。那么，众人就是指那些刚刚经历了五饼二鱼的神迹，他们经历这个神迹，他们就说：“哇，这耶稣真的是先知。”
And here, the people refers to the crowd who just experienced the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
然后耶稣知道这些人的心，这些人要想让耶稣做王，耶稣就赶紧要离开他们，就独自到山上去祷告。
And Jesus knew their heart. He knew that they wanted to make him king. That's why Jesus left them and went up the mountain to pray.
在马太福音十四章是这样记载，我给大家读一下。
In Matthew chapter 14, the Bible recorded.
马太福音十四章二十二到二十五节。二十二节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开，散了众人之后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。这里圣经让我们看得很清楚，耶稣为什么要一个人那么黑暗的夜晚一个人在海面上走呢？因为耶稣他要赶紧要摆脱那一大群刚刚经历五饼二鱼神迹的人。
Here the Bible is very clear. Why did Jesus walk by himself over on the lake in the night? Because Jesus wanted to avoid the crowd who just experienced the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
耶稣让他的门徒先连夜划船先过海，这个海指的是加利利海。
First, Jesus instructed his disciple to take the boat to the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee.
那么耶稣就一个人退到山上祷告，然后到最黑暗的时刻，在那个时候我相信只有耶稣一个人是清醒的哈。然后耶稣就下山来，就在海面上行走，要去追上他的门徒。
And Jesus went up the mountain by himself to pray, And in the middle of the night, he came down and walked over the lake trying to join his disciples.
耶稣这样做很清楚，他不想做这些人的王，他不要做这些人的王。
And it's very clear that Jesus didn't want to be king.
那么在约翰福音六章二十四到二十六节也告诉我们，耶稣为什么如此的不想做这些人的王，如此的急于要赶紧离开这些人。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 24 to 26, the Bible also tells us why Jesus didn't want to be king of the people, why he wanted to get away from the people.
在约翰福音六章二十到二十六节，我给大家来读一下。约翰福音六章二十四节，众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船，往加百农去找耶稣。既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比，是几时到这里来的？耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。所以这里圣经告诉我们，耶稣为什么要急于躲避这些人呢？因为耶稣不要做这些人的王，因为耶稣知道他们不是因为真正信他所传的福音，不是为了真正得到永生之道，这些人就是要吃饼得饱，就是要得到这个现在的立刻的这地上的好处，他们要来找耶稣。
And here the Bible tells us clearly why Jesus wanted to avoid the people and didn't want to be their king, for Jesus knew their heart. He knew thatThey came to Jesus not to seek after the truth about eternal life, but they wanted Jesus to provide for them so they can be filled.
那么这些人要找到耶稣很不容易的。如果我们看圣经，他们是大费周折啊。他们先在那个山下等，等了一晚。
And it's actually pretty hard for them to find Jesus, and they went through a lot of trouble. First, they waited for Jesus at the foothill.
然后他们发现，哎。耶稣已经不在这里了，他们就很聪明，他们想，哦，肯定是到海那边去了。他们又追着耶稣，他们也渡过海，到加百农，到海那边去。
Later, they realized Jesus wasn't there, and they thought, oh, Jesus must went to the other side of the lake. So they went to the other side of the lake as well.
然后他们就找到耶稣。
And they found Jesus.
我们知道这是很大一群人，有妇女，有儿童，这一路上真是颇费周折啊。
So we know it's a big crowd. There are many women and children among them.
但是耶稣说，哇，你们这么辛苦的来找我，哎呦，我好感动，我好感动，我这一次我再不走了。耶稣没有这样讲。
And so after seeing them going through so much trouble, did Jesus say, oh, you went through so much trouble to find me. This time I will be with you. I will not leave you. Did Jesus say that? No.
耶稣责备他们。
Jesus rebuked them.
这些人找到耶稣，耶稣在约翰福音六章二十六到二十七节前面半部分，耶稣是这样来回答他们。大家可以看到这个投影。耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。”
John chapter 6 verse 26 to 27 recorded Jesus' reply to them. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life.
这些人有没有为这些必坏的食物劳力呢？
Did those people work for the food that will spoil?
因为他们很辛苦，他们等一晚上，他们连夜过海，他们费很大的精神，付出很多的努力，他们要找耶稣。为什么？因为他们要得到这个食物，就是地上的食物。
Yes, they endured a lot of trouble trying to find Jesus. They waited for him. They went to the other side of the lake, and all for the food that will spoil.
耶稣说：“你们都错了，你们劳动的方向、劳力的方向、目标全错了。”
And Jesus said.You're wrong. For the purpose of your work is wrong.
所以耶稣要离开这些人。这就是耶稣为什么深更半夜一个人要在海面上走。
That's why Jesus wanted to leave them, and that's why Jesus walked by himself over on the lake in the night.
我们再回到我们今天一开始所读的经文，就是耶稣在海上走的时候，门徒看见他，门徒吓一跳，以为见了鬼。然后彼得就说：“哎，这个你如果是主，你如果是耶稣，你可以让我到你那里去。”
And let's return to the scripture we read at the beginning of today's sermon. When Jesus' disciples saw him walking on the lake, first they were terrified and thought it may be a ghost. Then when Peter realized it's Jesus and he asked to come to Jesus over the water.
在这里我们首先要看到门徒是顺服耶稣的命令，他们赶紧上船，连夜划船要渡到海那边去，他们是顺服耶稣的命令。
So here first we need to see that Jesus' disciples obeyed him. Jesus instructed them to go to the other side of the lake, so they went into the boat and trying to go to the other side of the lake.
他们顺服了耶稣的命令，他们得到的是不是风平浪静的海面呢？一帆风顺的行程呢？
So after they obeyed Jesus, and were they blessed with a smooth lake so they can easily get to the other side?
是不是这样的？不是这样的。
No.
他们这个小船在海面上是风浪甚大，他们顺服耶稣，但是他们碰见很大的困难。
No, there was a great storm over the lake, and even though the disciples obeyed Jesus, they experienced a lot of difficulties.
我们再看彼得看见耶稣就说，主啊，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Now let's take a look at Peter. And when Peter realized it's Jesus, he said, Lord, if it is you, let me come to you.
主耶稣就对彼得说，你来吧，这就下达指示和命令了。
Then Jesus answered, come.
然后彼得就顺服耶稣的命令，你让我来，我就来。
So Peter obeyed again, said, if you want me to come, I will come.
然后彼得跳下船，当彼得的脚接触这个海面的时候，是不是唰一下风平浪静了？
So Peter jumped off the boat, and when he jumped out of the boat, did the lake turn quiet?
是不是这样的？不是。
Did it happen? No.
风浪甚大。
There's still a big storm.
诶，所以我们特别注意到这个地方，门徒和彼得他们都是顺服耶稣的命令，但是呢，他们并没有经历一个顺利的环境，他们相反面临一个很大的困难，或者说挫折。
So here we can see that both Peter and the other disciples obeyed Jesus, but after they obeyed Jesus, their circumstances didn't turn to an easy one, and actually they were still experiencing storms.
我在很多年以前，我就有这样的一个理解，就是只要我信耶稣，我的人生从此就一帆风顺了我的人生从此有耶稣来祝福我，来帮助我。
Many many years ago I had such misunderstanding that if I believe in Jesus he will bless me and my life will be easy.
但是当我真正的来读圣经的话，我发现原来圣经从来没有这样说过，主耶稣从来没有这样说过。
But when I read the Bible carefully, I discovered that the Bible never tells me this, and Jesus never tells me this.
耶稣从来没有说，来跟从我，从此你就万事顺利，从此你就不生病，从此你就成功、丰富、富有。耶稣从来没有讲这样的话。
And Jesus never said, follow me, then your life will be easy, and you will be healthy, you will never get sick. He never said that.
耶稣相反讲完全不一样的话。
On the contrary, Jesus said the opposite.
耶稣说你要来跟从我，你要知道，耶稣说他自己，他说天上的飞鸟有窝，地上的狐狸有洞，但是我却连枕头的地方都没有。
And Jesus said, follow me, but you need to know this, even the birds in the sky and the fox in the field, they have their homes, but I don't have a place to lay down my head.
耶稣说，对那些要跟从他的人说，耶稣说，你们要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从我。你跟从我之后，你不是走上一条顺利成功的路，你是走上一条十字架的路。
And to those who wanted to follow Jesus, he said, deny yourself and carry your cross to follow me. And from now on, you will not have an easy life, but you have to carry your cross.
耶稣从来不诱惑人去跟从他。
Jesus never tried to trick people to follow him.
耶稣总是把话一开始就讲得非常非常的清楚，就是说你要计算代价，你要计算代价，你才决定是否来信靠跟从我。
And Jesus will speak harsh words in the beginning, and he would say, "You have to calculate the cost when you try to follow me."
当耶稣的门徒撇下一切跟从耶稣的时候，耶稣把他们差派出去传福音。
When Jesus' disciples leave behind everything they had and follow Jesus, and Jesus send them out to preach the gospel.
耶稣差派他的门徒出去传福音，是不是说啊，你们出去到世界传福音，哇，你们会收获掌声，收获欢迎？耶稣是不是讲这样的话？
And when Jesus sent his disciples out, did he tell them, "And when you go out, you will receive applause"?
耶稣说，你们要像羊进了狼群。
No, Jesus said, "You will be like sheep amongst the wolves."
耶稣说，你们会遭遇你们以前从来没有遭遇的挫折。你们要遭遇逼迫，甚至世人要杀害你们，要恨你们。
And on the contrary, Jesus said, "You will experience difficulties you've never had before, and you will be persecuted, and people may even want to kill you."
在约翰福音十五章十八到十九节，我来给大家读一下。约翰福音十五章十八到十九节，十八节，世人若恨你们，你们知道。或做你们该知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只是你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
In John 15 verse 18 to 19, Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you."
基督徒来到这个世界向世人传福音啊，不是好像是如鱼得水自由自在。
When Christians come into the world to share the gospel, it's not like fishing water. He can just swim freely.
而是羊进了狼群。
On the other hand, it's like sheep amongst the wolves.
他收获的不是称赞，不是掌声，他收获的是仇恨。
They will not receive praises and applause. They will receive hatred.
耶稣基督说，世人无缘无故的恨他。
Jesus said, "The world hated him without reason."
有时候，如果我们真正的顺服耶稣的话，真正的去传圣经所启示出来的福音，你也会有这样的感觉。诶，为什么人们恨我？我没有伤害人，我就给人带来祝福，但是很多人讨厌我，很多人恨我。
If you truly obey Jesus and share the gospel that's in line with the Bible, and you may have the same feeling, and you don't understand why the world hates you, and you try to share the good news with them, but the world will persecute you.
其实耶稣早就告诉我们了，你们早就应该知道是这样的了，因为你们不属于世界。
But that's the truth Jesus has told us.Long ago, because we don't belong to the world.
在提摩太后书三章十二节，圣经给所有立志在这个世上要顺服上帝、要过敬虔的生活这样的基督徒的生命做了一个总结。
In Timothy 3:12, there is a summary to those who want to follow Jesus.
那么在提摩太后书三章十二节，圣经这样说，我们大家一起来读一下提摩太后书三章十二节。我们看到，我们一起来读：不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫，没有例外的，没有例外。凡所有的，真正的要在这个地上去过一个讨神喜悦的生活，真正的在这个地上过一个敬虔的生活，没有一个例外，他会遭遇患难，他会遭遇困难，他会遭遇来自世界的逼迫。
There's no exception. everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. He will encounter suffering. He will encounter difficulty. He will encounter persecution.
耶稣为什么那么极力的 要躲避那些只为了吃饼得饱的人？
Why was Jesus so eager to avoid the crowd who experienced five loaves and two fish?
耶稣让他的门徒，你们也赶紧走，你们也离开这些人。
And Jesus also instructed his disciples to leave the crowd.
耶稣，我们特别注意到，耶稣甚至没有跟他的门徒一起走，耶稣离开他门徒一段时间。
And we can see that Jesus didn't even travel with his disciples. He left them for a while.
所以，当耶稣的门徒顺服耶稣的时候，他们所面对的不是风平浪静、一帆风顺，他们面对的是更大的风浪。
And when Jesus' disciples obeyed Jesus, and what they were facing was not smooth sailing, they experienced a bigger storm.
所以这一切让我们非常清楚地看到，耶稣来到世界上，耶稣不是要给我们供应啊，仅仅供应食物，仅仅满足我们今生的欲望、今生的需要的这样的一位。
So from all of those, we could clearly see that Jesus didn't come into this world to provide for our worldly needs.
耶稣要让我们在这个世界上经历挫折，经历圣经所说的像烈火一样的试炼，让我们得到那真正宝贵的信心。
Jesus wanted us to experience trial, just like the Bible said, the trial by fire, so our faith can be purified.
耶稣不是让我们在地上，哦，你永远在地上无忧无虑的生活，你想要一切，地上的一切我都给你。耶稣不是要做这件事情。
Jesus didn't say, live in the world, you will be trouble free. And that's not the life Jesus wants us to have.
耶稣要把我们带离这个地上，耶稣要把我们带到天上，在天上永远荣耀的天家。
Jesus wants to take us away from the world. He wants to take us to heaven. That's our eternal home.
耶稣给我们带来的是拯救的福音，是永生之道。耶稣不是要给我们带来啊，我们今天要吃的饼，我们今天要的享受，我们今天要的欲望的满足。
And what Jesus brings to us is the gospel of salvation, and it's not to let us live in this world and have all our worldly needs satisfied.
好，我们再来看彼得，在船上十二个门徒，大家都很害怕。那么彼得就意识到，哦，那是主走过来。彼得说，啊，主啊，如果是你，你让我走到你那里去。
Now let's take a look at Peter.And all his disciples were terrified when they saw Jesus. Only Peter recognized it's Jesus, and he said, Lord, if it is you, let me come to you.
耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就跳下船，就走向耶稣，在水面上，海面上走。
And Jesus said, come. Then Jesus jumped out of the boat and walked on the lake to Jesus.
但是彼得，他的眼睛从耶稣身上转开了，他看旁边风浪甚大。哦，他的信心就软弱了，他就害怕，他就开始往下沉。
Then Peter turned his eyes away from Jesus, and he saw the big storm. Then his faith was weak, and he started to sink.
我们好像看到彼得又一次的失败。
And here we see another failure of Peter.
啊，没有人掉到海里，你看看你一个人掉到海里去了。
No one else fell into the lake, and only Peter fell.
我们大家思考一个问题，在这个时刻，在那个最漆黑的大风浪的海面上，哪里最安全呢？
Let's think about it. In that moment, in the dark night, where was the safest in the lake?
是在那个小船上面，还是在这个海面上？
Is it in the boat or it is in the lake?
我相信这个答案，船上的那十一个人和彼得心中的答案可能不一样。
And maybe the 11 disciples in the boat and Peter had different answers.
有人说我们的每个人的人生就像汪洋中的一条船。
And some have said our life is just like a boat in the big sea.
以前有这样的一个电影啊，我还看过这样的电影，很小的时候看过《汪洋中的一条船》。
And there's a movie about it.
我们每个人的人生都会经历风浪，都会经历最漆黑的夜晚。所以很多人就说，哎呀，我要把我的小船弄得再坚固一点，弄得再强大一点。
Every one of us will experience storm, will experience dark night. So many people would say, I want to make my boat stronger.
啊，有人说，哇，只要我银行的存款足够多，哎，我这个小船就安全了。
And some say, if I have enough saving in the bank, then my boat is safe.
啊，有人说，哇，只要我学历拿得足够的高，我的能力足够的强，我这个人生的小船就安全了。
And some say, if I have enough education, if I have enough ability, then my boat is safe.
有人说，哎呀，我又不会赚钱，哇，我的能力也很差，我学历又很低，哎，但是我信耶稣，耶稣可以给我很多钱，耶稣可以让我的银行存款，哇，成倍的增长。
And some say, I don't have a lot of ability, I don't have a lot of education, but I can believe in Jesus, and He will bless me with a lot of money. He will bless me with ability.
哦，那这样我人生的小船就安全了。
Then my boat will be safe.
这样的人他万万想不到有一天，耶稣说，从你的小船上跳下来。
Yet, to their surprise, one day Jesus will say to them, jump out of your boat.
耶稣来到世界上，来寻找他的门徒。耶稣是不是让他的门徒，哦，让你们的小船更加的坚固，更加的安全，你们在地上的生活，你们更加的富有，更加的无忧无虑，这是不是耶稣的心意呢？
Jesus came into this world to look for his disciples. Did he say to them, make your boat stronger and stay in your boat? Is that what Jesus wants?
我看很多我们的成年的弟兄姊妹都没有点头，我看到好多小朋友在那里摇头，都在那里摇头，都知道耶稣这不是耶稣的心意。
I see many youth and children shaking their heads, for they know this is not what Jesus wants.
啊，真是感谢神，清心的人有福了，他们必得见神。
Praise the Lord, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
啊，孩子有时候更加认识神。
Oftentimes children know God more.
耶稣不是要来坚固我们人生的小船，耶稣向我们发出信心的挑战，从那条船上你跳下来。
Jesus didn't come to strengthen our boat, and he asked us to jump out of our boat.
我有的时候当我面对一些困难，面对一些挫折的时候，我特别羡慕那些被父母疼爱的小婴儿，小 baby。
And sometimes when I face sufferings and difficulties, I envy those babies who are taken care of by their parents.
他们多开心啊。
Look how happy they are.
无忧无虑。
Trouble free.
要什么有什么。
Whatever they want, they have.
哎呀，我要像这样就好了。
And if I can be like them, how good would it be?
啊，当这个想法我偶尔会有一下了。
And sometimes, This thought will come into my mind.
但是我是不是真的想成为这样的一个小 baby 呢？
But do I really want to be a baby?
当然不是的。
Of course not.
我要过真正的人生。
I want to live a true life.
我要真正去经历那有泪有笑的人生。
I want a life with experience of sorrow and laughter.
耶稣让他的门徒不是永远待在羊圈里，哇，乖乖的乖乖的，哦，待在羊圈里。
Jesus didn't want his disciples to stay in the sheep pen.
耶稣让他的门徒怎么样，出去进入狼群。
Jesus wants his disciples to go out, to go into amongst the wolves.
大风浪的海面上，门徒都待在安全的船小船里面。
In a stormy night in the lake, Jesus' disciples stayed in the boat.
有一个最想、最爱耶稣的人说，我要到你那里去好不好？我不要待在这里。
And one disciple who loves Jesus the most said, Lord, I want to come to you. I don't want to stay in the boat.
耶稣说，等的就是这句话，来吧。
And Jesus said, I'm waiting for you to say that, come.
耶稣不是要让他的门徒永远待在青草地上溪水边。
Jesus didn't want his disciples to stay in the meadow, along the river.
耶稣让他的门徒要走过死荫的幽谷。
He wants his disciples to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们很多弟兄姊妹、很多朋友都非常熟悉诗篇二十三篇大卫所写的诗。
I trust that many brothers and sisters are very familiar with Psalm 23.
那么，我们就是非常熟悉，你会知道什么时候大卫提到神呐、啊，你跟我在一起，你和我同在。是在青草地上溪水边呢，还是在死荫的幽谷？
If you are familiar with the psalm, then you know when David said, God, you are with me. Is it in the meadow by the side of the river, or is it through the valley of the shadow of death?
什么时候？
When?
死荫的幽谷。
It's in the valley of the shadow of death.
在那个时候诗人大卫说：“神啊，我真的知道你跟我在一起。”
In that moment, David said, "God, I know that you are with me."
是的，彼得看上去好像是失败了。
Yes, on the surface, looks like Peter failed.
彼得在海面上走了几步，他没有坚持到最后，他的眼光离开耶稣，他看周围的大风浪，哦，信心没有了，掉下去了。
And Peter walked a few steps on the water, then he turned his eyes away from Jesus, then his faith failed him, and he started to sink.
真的失败了吗？
Did he really fail?
首先我们来看到底什么叫失败。
First, let's see what failure is.
有一个医生乔纳斯，他经过了201次试验，他发现了这个小儿麻痹症的疫苗。
And Dr. Jonas Edward Salk, he experimented over 200 times to discover the vaccine for polio.
然后就这个小儿麻痹症这个可怕的疾病就从此可以被预防哈，可以被治愈。
Now we can vaccinate against polio.
然后就有人就问他，哎，乔纳斯医生，你如何看待你前面200次失败呢？
And some people ask him, Dr. Salk,how do you see your 200 times failure?
乔纳斯就说，我没有过200次失败啊。
And he answered, I didn't fail 200 times.
啊，我是200次成功的发现了那些错误的疫苗，然后还有一次我成功的发现了正确的疫苗。
And he said, for 200 times, I discovered those vaccines don't work. And the 201st time,I discovered a vaccine that do work.
永远留在我自己的那条安全的小船上面，你好像是不会掉到水里。
If we stay in the safe boat, we may not fall into water.
但是你也永远不可能在海面上行走。
But then we will never walk over the surface, the sea.
今天主耶稣也在寻找这样的人。
Today, Jesus is still looking for people like that.
耶稣躲避那些只为今生吃饼得饱的人。
And he tried to avoid those who are seeking for food that will fill them in this world.
耶稣在最黑暗的夜晚，在大风浪的海面上，耶稣行走，耶稣要寻找有一个愿意跳出他安全的小船。
In the darkest night, Jesus walked in a stormy lake, looking for one disciple who's willing to jump off the safe boat.
他要不惜一切代价，他甚至连命都不要。他说：“主啊，我就爱你，我要到你那里去。我不是为了吃饼得饱，我不是为了想从你那里得到一个更安全的小船，我就是要到你那里去。”
The disciple loves Jesus so much, he's willing to disregard his own life. He said, "Lord, I want to come to you. I come to you not for the bread."
被称为存在主义之父的丹麦神学家齐格果他说，信心就是跳跃。
And a theologian Kierkegaard said, faith is a jump, it's a leap.
信心是跳跃。
Faith is a leap.
为什么是跳跃呢？
Why is it a leap?
跳跃了我们的理性，跳跃了我们的逻辑， 跳跃了我们的头脑，就像彼得从那个船上通下跳到漆黑的夜晚，跳到风浪的大海上去。
We have to leap over our reason. We have to leap over our logic, and we have to leap over our thoughts. And just like Peter, he jumped over the boat into the stormy sea.
他跳出了那个信心的一跃。
And he had this leap of faith.
他不把自己的生命留在那个安全的小船上面，他把自己的生命交在耶稣的手中。
He didn't leave his life safely in the boat. He leave his life in the hands of Jesus.
啊，有很多的理由让我们可以离开这个安全的小船，这个温室，这个羊圈，让我们跳出去。有很多的理由。
There are many reasons for us to leave the safe boat, for us to leave our sheep pen.
啊，就像我刚才所提到的，啊，我要成长，我不要做婴儿，我要成长。
Just like what I just said, I need to grow up. I don't want to be an infant forever.
啊，我不要做别人养的小宠物，我要去真正拥有属于我自己的人生。
I don't want to be other people's pet. I want to have my own life.
但是对于彼得来说，他为什么要跳出那个小船？
But for Peter, what drives him to jump out of the boat?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
耶稣不在船上。
But Jesus wasn't in the boat.
耶稣在风浪的大海上。
Jesus was in the stormy sea.
对于彼得来说，只有一个原因。
To Peter, there's only one reason.
耶稣在哪里，我就要在哪里。
Where Jesus is,I want to be.
耶稣他走在十字架的路上。
Jesus walked on his path to the cross.
耶稣不是降生在皇宫里。
Jesus wasn't born in the palace.
耶稣是降生在马槽里。
Jesus was born in a manger.
耶稣担负世人的罪，最终被钉在十字架上。
Jesus bore the sin of the world and he was crucified on the cross.
受死埋葬。
He's dead, buried.
第三天从死里复活。
On the third day, he's raised again.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我喝的杯你们也要喝。
Jesus said to his disciples, the cup I drink, you need to drink from it too.
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们也要舍己，背起十字架来走这条路。
Jesus said to his disciples, you need to deny yourself and carry your cross too.
在那个大风浪漆黑的夜晚，彼得一看这个小船，哇，耶稣不在这里。
In that dark stormy night, and Jesus' disciples, they looked around in the boat, and Jesus wasn't there.
彼得说，耶稣在那里。
And Peter said, there Jesus is.
那里不安全。
It's not safe.
那在大风浪当中。
It's in the middle of the storm.
去到那里会死的。
If you go there, you may die.
但是彼得说，我要去那里。
But still, Peter said, I want to go.
彼得说，主啊，如果那是你，你让我到你那里去。
He said, Lord, if it is you, let me come to you.
在那个时刻，其他所有的人成了旁观者。
In that moment, everyone else becomes a spectator.
天地当中，大海面上只有两位，就是彼得和他所爱的主耶稣。
In the whole world, in the stormy sea, only Peter and Jesus.
啊，我们很多人会想，啊，彼得，你看又失败了，哇，这个信心这么小，哇，掉水里去了。
Many of us think, oh, Peter failed again because his faith is so weak and he sank into the water.
但是我想，我们大家思考。真正的失败者在哪里呢？
But let's think together. Who really failed?
Season of change. And I believe that this season of Lent can be significant.
那十一个在船上的门徒，他们是真正的失败者。
The 11 disciples in the boat, they actually failed.
他们没有跳出这个信心的跳跃。
They didn't take the leap of faith.
他们是一个旁观者。
They became spectators.
他们没有彼得这样的经历。
They didn't experience what Peter experienced.
是的， 彼得后来是沉下去了，彼得是没有一直眼睛看着耶稣，他看周围的大风浪。
Yes, Peter did sink into the water. He didn't keep his eyes on Jesus, and he looked around at the storm.
但是彼得经历一件事情，其他十一个门徒他们永远没有经历过。
But Peter experienced one thing the other 11 disciples didn't.
他真正牵到耶稣的手。
He held on to Jesus' hand.
我们今天唱的有一首诗歌，是不是？耶稣，你牵我手。
And today we just sang the song, Precious Lord, hold my hand.
谁真正牵到这双手呢？
Who held on to the hands of the Lord?
谁真正被这一双最温暖、最有力的手，在最漆黑的夜晚、最绝望的时刻，一把抓住？谁有过这样的经历？
In the darkest moment, the moment of despair, whose hand was held by the precious Lord?
那十一个旁观者是没有的。
The eleven spectators didn't.
他们，我打个比方哈，就是打，他们也可能会唱这一首诗歌啊，主啊，牵我手，牵我手，他们可能也会唱这首诗歌，这是打个比方。
If we just use an analogy, maybe the 11 disciples, they will sing the song as well. Precious Lord, hold my hand.
但那是他们头脑当中的知识。
But it's just a knowledge in their head.
那是他们口里说的话。
That's just words out of their mouth.
那不是他们的生命。
That's not their life.
那不是他们的经历。
That's not their experience.
那是别人的故事。
That's stories told by others.
那是发生在彼得身上的故事。
It's something that happened to Peter.
Remember, oh man. 那十一个人没有掉到海里，衣服没有被打湿。
The 11 disciples, they didn't fall into the lake. Their clothes weren't wet.
他们没有像彼得那样冲动，他们是有理智的，他们是聪明人。
They didn't rush like Peter, for they are more reasonable.
他们没有像彼得那样当众出丑，一看你看这变成一个落汤鸡，他没有这样。
They didn't make a fool of themselves.
他们可能还在心里想，这是多傻呀，这是多冲动，怎么会有这样失去理智的人？
Maybe they even laughed at Peter. Oh, what a fool! And why do you just jump?
大家有没有这样被人家笑话过？
Have you been laughed at?
有没有人说，咦，这么傻，还给教会去奉献钱呢？那还算傻的人呢？
And did people say to you, "What a fool! Why do you tithe?"
那教会就是想骗你的钱，你不知道吗？
So don't you know the church wants your money?
你失去理智了。
You lost your sense.
看医生吧。
Go see a doctor.
我听很多这样的话。
I've heard this many times.
我以前很多年以前我在公司上班的时候大家都知道我是基督徒，所以我十七年没有办法提升了。
And many years ago, when I was working in the company, people knew that I was a Christian, so I didn't get promoted.
有这样傻的人呐、啊、
！And I said, "What a fool!"
失去理智了。
He lost his sense.
你在心里偷偷信就好了嘛。
And you can believe whatever you want to believe in your heart.
彼得，跳下去干什么？耶稣会来的嘛。
And Peter, why do you jump? Jesus will come to us.
但是只有彼得他知道一件事情。
But only Peter knew one thing.
旁观者不知道。
And that thing, the spectators didn't know.
彼得他知道，只要我走向，我奔向我的主耶稣，无论我经历多么黑的夜晚，无论我经历多么大的风浪。
Peter knew if I come to my Lord Jesus, then it doesn't matter how dark the night is or how stormy it was.
无论我离死亡有多么近，无论我多么绝望，有一双手，他会为我伸出来，他会抓住我。
It doesn't matter how close I am to death, and it doesn't matter how I despaired, a pair of hands will grab me, will hold on to me.
这一双手是上帝的手。
That pair of hands belong to God.
我抓过上帝的手。
I once held the hands of God.
没有其他的人知道。
No other people experienced this.
我知道。
I experienced.
这是主耶稣要寻找的门徒。
That's the kind of disciple Jesus is seeking.
哦，那些吃饼得饱的人，主耶稣说，哦，让我赶紧走，离开这样的人。
Those who had their fill in bread, and Jesus said, I want to leave them.
那些说，主啊，如果那是你，你让我到你那里去，然后砰就跳出自己安全的小船，船不要了，跳出去了。
Those who say, Lord, if it is you, let me come to you, and those who are willing to jump out of the boat.
耶稣说，哇，来呀，来呀。
To them, Jesus say, come.
很多的时候，我们来到耶稣这里，我们是其实是为了得到这条船。
Many times when we come to Jesus, we want to gain the boat.
我们其实说，耶稣啊，让我人生的小船更坚固一点吧。
We say, Jesus, make my boat stronger.
其实这就好像那些吃饼得饱的人，耶稣啊，让我的食物更多一点吧，让我今生更饱足，更没有忧虑一点吧。
Then we are just like the crowd seeking their fill. We say, Jesus, come into my life to make my boat stronger.
让我财务安全，让我人生安全，让我食物安全吧。
Give me financial security. Give me food security. Give me life security.
为了得到这一条坚固的小船，哦，我们虔诚的读经，虔诚的祷告，虔诚的去履行很多所谓的宗教任务。
To have a stronger boat, we read the Bible, we pray, we fulfill our religious responsibilities.
但是哪里想到耶稣有一天说，从那个小船跳下来。
But then to our surprise, one day Jesus said to us, jump out of your boat.
我不在那里。
I'm not there.
我在大风浪漆黑的海面上。
I'm in the stormy sea in the dark of the night.
爱我吗？
Do you love me?
哎，我跳下来。
If you do, jump out of your boat.
哦，那些为了要得到今生坚固小船的人会不会跳啊？
And will those who want a strong boat jump out of it?
我肯定不会跳啊。
Of course not.
耶稣，我们到你这里来，我就是为了得到这个，那我怎么会放下这个到你那里去呢？
He said, Jesus, we come to you for this boat. How can I leave the boat and come to you?
上帝不是这样的人的上帝。
But God is not their God.
上帝是这些人心中的工具。
God is just a tool in their lives.
他们想利用上帝，上帝，你给我建造我人生的小船，上帝，你让我在这个地上的人生更安全。你来为我服务。
They just want to use God to build their lifeboat. They want God to serve them.
但上帝从来不被人利用。
But God will not be used by people.
上帝使用人。
God will use people.
我们今天来思想耶稣在海面上行走，我们更多的来思想彼得在海面上行走。
Today, we think about how Jesus walked on water. We also think about how Peter walked on water.
在耶稣的门徒当中，只有一位真正的在水上走过。
Among Jesus' disciples, only one actually walked on water.
就是彼得。
And it's Peter.
只有一位真正在风浪当中最漆黑的夜晚，绝望的要死的时候，他抓住过上帝的手。
Only one in the dark and stormy night when he was in despair, he almost died.And he held on to the hands of God.
我们今天所读的马太福音的经文最后一句话说啊，耶稣和彼得上了船，这个风浪就停止了，众人就敬拜耶稣说，哦，你真是神的儿子。
And in today's scripture, the last verse after Jesus and Peter returned to the boat, and his disciples worshipped him, and they said, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
在那个时候，所有的门徒都知道耶稣是神的儿子。
In that moment.All his disciples knew that Jesus was the Son of God.
但是我们看下一章，马太福音十六章，那个时候耶稣再次问他的门徒：“你们世人说我是谁谁谁？你们说我是谁谁谁？”
But if we read a bit later, when Jesus asked his disciples, "What other people say who I am, and what do you say who I am?"
奇怪的就是，这十二个门徒只有一位说出了正确答案。说你是基督，你是永生神的儿子，只有一位。
What's strange is that among the 12 disciples, only one said, "You are the Son of God."
这位是谁?
And who is this disciple?
彼得,
Peter.
很奇怪啊, 他们不是刚刚这12个人一起都在船上说, 哦, 耶稣啊, 你真是神的儿子, 他们不是都是这样讲吗? 但是为什么转眼就一个记得呢? 只有一个知道这个答案呢?
It's so strange. In the boat, all 12 said, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Then, just a little while later, only Peter said, acknowledged Jesus as the Son of God. I think every one of us know why.
这是信心, 这是生命, 这不是知识。
It's faith, it's life, it's not just knowledge.
知识会更新的。
Knowledge needs to be renewed.
知识你会忘记的。
And knowledge you may forget.
但是真正经过火样试炼的信心, 真正从神那里来的生命, 不会失去。
But the faith tried by fire and the faith from God, you will never lose.
到最后耶稣基督从死里复活的时候, 耶稣把他的教会是交托给彼得。
When Jesus resurrected and he entrusted his church to Peter.
到底彼得和其他的门徒有什么不同呢?
So what's different about Peter compared to the other disciples?
彼得可能是最冲动的一个。
Maybe he has the hottest temper.
彼得在福音书里记载他可能是失败最多的一个。
And in the gospel accounts, Peter failed the most times.
但是在那个漆黑的夜晚, 也是只有一个跳出了那个信心的跳跃。
But in that dark night, only Peter took the leap of faith.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
有时候我们觉得我们的人生就像这充满大风浪的汪洋当中的一条小船。
Sometimes we feel that our life is just like a little boat in a stormy sea.
我们往往想尽各样的办法，让我们自己人生的小船可以更坚固。
We try all kinds of ways to make our boat stronger.
我们甚至希望上帝，你来让我们的人生的小船更加坚固。
We even want God to make our boat stronger.
但是我们忘记，上帝要给我们更宝贵的东西。
But we forget that God is going to provide us with something more precious.
上帝要给我们真正的安全。
God will provide us the true safety.
主耶稣对我们说，你们在世上有苦难，但是在主耶稣里面却是有平安。
Jesus said, "In this world you will have suffering, but in me you will have true peace."
就求主耶稣给我们有真实的信心，让我们愿意奔向主耶稣。
May the Lord Jesus give us true faith so we can come to Him.
无论主耶稣是在最漆黑的夜晚,
whether He's in the darkest night,
无论主耶稣是在狂风巨浪的海面上,
or He's in the stormy sea,
求圣灵带领我们,
may the Holy Spirit lead us,
让我们找到那真正的安全,
so we can seek out the true safety.
我们也要抓住上帝的手,
we also want to hold on to the hands of God.
我们也要被上帝的手所抓住。
We want the hands of God to grab us.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.